following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If diabetes has you at the corner of a lot to figure out and a little help would be nice, you can count on Walgreens. With 24/7 expert pharmacy advice on medications and tracking your glucose, plus savings on prescriptions and supplies, we'll help you live well with diabetes. So talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today, because taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And Baylor will meet the third Big Ten team in the tournament, the Cornhuskers of Nebraska.
Everyone, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are continuing our live broadcast all week long here from Cunningham's, and we want to let you know that Thursday and Friday, Cunningham's will be opening at 10:30 so that you can get your seat, get your food ordered, get comfortable for the NCAA tournament games at tip-off just after 11 o'clock, including Friday with Nebraska at 11:40, and then that'll be followed by Creighton taking on Louisiana. We have got a full show for you again today. It's not all basketball. We're going to talk with UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer on our Loper link today. The Loper wrestling team finishing second in the country. They've got some academic All-Americans. We'll talk with him. We're also going to catch up with Austin Wilson from the Nebraska wrestling team, a former Hastings St. Cecilia graduate, state record holder with 180 career wins, including the last 143 in a row there in Oklahoma City this morning, getting ready for the Division I Nationals, which get underway tomorrow. We'll be talking with Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas about the NCAA tournament and Nebraska women's basketball with Matt Coatney of the University of Nebraska Husker Sports Network for the women as they get ready to go out to Los Angeles, play Fresno State on Saturday, then hopefully either North Carolina State or BYU on Monday. And, of course, don't forget to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy and Cunningham's Bracket Challenge, which is at ESPNSuperstation.com. Or you can fill out your ballot or fill out your form here. It's free, open to the public, and we've got some great gifts brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and Bud Light, including Cunningham's Cash, Russell's Appliance in Kearney. Someone's going to win pizza a month for a year from Papa John's. So either stop by at Cunningham's or be registered before 10 o'clock on Thursday so you don't get shut out at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. So I filled out some more brackets last night. I don't feel good about any of those. And Randy Bushcutter, my co-host today, how's your bracket look?
I don't have a bracket this year.
NIT?
Don't have an NIT bracket this year.
Women's?
No.
Nothing.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
How you doing? What's been going on?
I was just about to say I got to scoot over. There's an elephant in the room. I need to get a little bit more space there. You know, obviously there's
by now everybody knows what happened, and you're smiling. Everybody knows the story.
Right, there you
doesn't
go.
Even know the full story. Right, they know what's been put out there.
They know what story's been put out.
And at appropriate time, because of all the legalities and stuff, I imagine you'll be able to talk more. But you're on the air, so Randy Bushcutter, what would you like to say, if anything?
Well, nothing's new. I mean, that'd be one thing to point out. My my lawyer, who, by the way, I never had a lawyer in my life until Saturday and Sunday. But basically, he pointed out, and I thought it was a great line. He said, everything's going to move quickly for everybody except for my world, which was the legal aspect of this. And he's absolutely right. I mean, it is moving at a glacial pace on that end of things. So really nothing's changed since Monday. And I am remorseful for the situation that I created and the position I put the Lincoln Police Department in. We're just kind of trying to address that. I will say one thing. I have been really, really moved by the number of people who have called me, who have texted me, who have tweeted at me, direct messaged me, people I've run into the street that have just kind of come up there and say, hang in there, and the level of support that I've received has really been amazing. I mean, I'm a better person because I know now that how much that means when somebody's in a bad situation, how much that, just that simple level of support, how much that really means to them. And so if nothing else, well, come out of this is I hope I'll be a better person.
Well, we got your back, and I'm glad that you finally got the tire tracks scrubbed off your back from LPD. I will say that right now.
And I didn't. Let me make sure. Yeah.
LPD can stand for a variety. There's all kinds of things that could stand for. I don't know. But we've got a great show, and we're going to talk about that with what's going on out there. And we invite you to stop by and join us at Cunningham's. The basketball tournament did get underway last night. Of course, with all these brackets, you can just take, like tonight, it's Iowa-Tennessee. You just pick that game. If you think Iowa's going to win a couple, three games, you just pick that, and if Tennessee does it, you're golden. So fill it out. It's free to do, and that is our Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. Also, a couple of games last night. Well, I can tell you right now, I'd have been wrong right out of the gate. I thought North Carolina State, with all this blah, 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 was going to get knocked off by Xavier, and they came out and really just kind of took control of the basketball game and never let Xavier really do anything.
And one thing that's kind of interesting, when people talk about seeding, somebody got hosed, they're seeded too low, blah, blah, blah. I was just looking at that. Three times as many number 12 seeds have advanced to the Sweet 16 as an 8 or a 9 seed. What that means to me is sometimes when you have like that 12-5 matchup, 11-6 matchup, which obviously we'd be interested in, if there's somebody in there that feels like they're underserved, undervalued, whatever, and this game should be easy for us, that's when they can be successful. I mean, that's when they're susceptible to being knocked off in the tournament. And that might have been a little bit of that blah, blah, blah that you're kind of referring to.
Yeah, you think my English teacher liked that?
Well, it conveyed the message in which, you know, I think there's this thing they call voice now with writing. It has to sound like you. So that put that element of your writing skills.
Tonight here on ESPN Radio, it's the second night of the first four at Dayton, Cal Poly, and Texas Southern, the 16 seeds playing at 5:40, and then Iowa and Tennessee at about 8:10. Those are here on ESPN Radio. In fact, I think the last time I said blah, blah, blah was late night weekend for the Super Bowl at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, and we welcome in the director of the Race and Sportsbook from Vegas, Mike Perenio, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Michael.
Vegas trip and dollars eternal.
Seriously, that's an exact
I hit at Farner Park on one of the last months I was in Nebraska.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's start right here. Let's start by talking about what's going on at the Mandalay Bay, because we've had an opportunity, me and acquaintances, friends, to be in Las Vegas and to be there for the NCAA tournament. And I've heard some of the national guys talking about how much more this is kind of getting closer to the Super Bowl, that, you know, some places open up rooms and you just have a lot of people that come out there the first couple of weekends and really enjoy the event.
Yeah, it's crazy, and we've got the biggest sports book in town, so we have a lot of reserve seating, and then the rest is first come, first serve, and each year the people getting seats that don't have reserved ones get here early and earlier. Last year they actually broke the midnight barrier, and tonight, I imagine about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock tonight, we'll have some people camping out for tomorrow morning. And we've even heard of a couple people paying people to hold their seats for them. You're sitting here, I'll give you $100, hold me a seat. If you're going to sit here anyway, I'll make it worth your while. It's like a cottage industry now.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are going to have to catch some of that action as well. Mike Perennial, Mandalay Bay. Let's one more question that I know a lot of people ask. You know, how much is bet on the Super Bowl? How did Vegas do on the Super Bowl? What kind of percentage? Can you give us kind of an estimate on what the handle is like during the NCAA basketball tournament, comparing it to the Super Bowl?
Well, it's closer, like you said, each year, but it's 4 days compared to one day. So it's kind of a apples to oranges thing because, you know, we're not going to do anywhere close to Super Bowl on any single day of March Madness. But, you know, March Madness, especially Thursday and Friday and Saturday, is as busy as Super Bowl. It's smaller bets. People wait till the games win and then they cash. That's why the lines get kind of long is people will bet the first games and then not bet until they know if they won the second games, which I understand. But if you got a little scratch, you're definitely better off to bet the games and sit down and relax because standing in line, the lines can be, they look a lot longer than they are. They go out through the book and out into the casino, but they never run more than 20 minutes usually. So it looks worse than it is with any line.
Well, especially at Mandalay Bay, they take care of you. They move you right through. It is pretty amazing how the professionals take care of it there. Michael, we talk more about than just the games or the over-unders. There's some prop bets. One of the favorite ones is the first team to get to 15. Is there anything new this year or anything that you wanted to touch on from that aspect?
Yeah, I mean, we add all kinds of stuff, and the parlay cards have all the stuff on them that you'd think a parlay card would have. But I think some of the interesting bets that we've gotten out that we've taken more interest in are the regionals to win the regionals, to win the conference, to win the championship, and that kind of gives you an idea. Usually, we know what we're doing here. You know, like this year's Super Bowl was the best ever for us, by the way. I know you asked about that, and
yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
If I told you what we held. People might not gamble anymore, but we had a good year. Last year was bad for us. We only won a little, but this year was tremendous for us in the Super Bowl. So we deserved it after last year. But these conference props where you can pick the West Regional, the conference to win the NCAA championship, since supposedly we know what we're doing, when you're filling out your brackets or thinking about what teams you want to take and bet and which lines you want to lay, it's something that you kind of want to take into consideration. The conferences to win the NCAA championship, the favorite right now is the Big Ten Conference. And the second favorite is the Southeastern, and the third favorite is the Atlantic Coast Conference. No, they're all pretty close to each other, 3.5 to 1, 3 and 5 to 2 on the Big Ten. So that gives you an idea if you're filling out brackets, you know, who the power conferences are, first of all. And then if you look at the West Regionals, like, for example, I've got Creighton to go quite a way in the tournament. In the West Regional, they're the second favorite, and Arizona, of course, is the favorite, -115, but Creighton's only 5-2 to win the West Regional. So that gives you an idea of maybe the teams that at least Vegas thinks are strong. The top two in the South are Florida and Kansas, and then the East is Virginia and Michigan State, and the Midwest is Wichita State and Louisville. But, you know, two Nebraska teams in the conference tournament, and one of them, especially Creighton, being you know, the second or almost co-favorite to win the West, is impressive. Creighton's got a good team this year, and we are giving them all the respect in the world. Nebraska, by the way, is 20-1 to win the West.
We've got Mike Perennio with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, director of the Race and Sports Book at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. If you're ever out there, Doug and Daddy listeners, be sure and stop by and see Mike. He always takes care of him. And again, so I don't forget to, at the end of the chat here, Mike, more people, they were out, saw Cirque du Soleil with Michael Jackson's One, just out there maybe watching some horse racing. Again, they pass along their thanks for all you do for them. But I want to know, have you went and got a Nebraska ticket to win the national championship, even if it's just for something that's in your wallet for nostalgia purposes?
You know what? Since I go to Nebraska, it's tough. I probably will put something on it, but, you know, Nebraska's Nebraska. I've already bet Creighton to do it. So I actually think the Creighton-Nebraska may end up playing each other with my brackets the way I filled them out. And that might be the one time these 4 days I might tell everybody, hey, the boss has got to go to his office and work on financials for an hour or two and watch that game. But I'm so busy working this time of year, it's almost no time to bet or even pay attention to it. So that's my job. And I think, you know, I filled out the billion-dollar bracket, so I'm good to go.
Oh, yeah, you're set. You're set. You won't give up your day job, will you?
As soon as I win that, I will.
Mike, you mentioned that you do like Creighton a little bit. Our listeners always like to catch a little of your knowledge on somebody that's not a favorite. Who else do you see in the field that would be worth the investment? I know there's a team, some of those teams that are like an Oklahoma State, even though they're a 9 seed, Vegas knows that they're going to bend them down a little bit. Is there somebody out there that is a little bit bigger seed that you like?
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, I think Florida's, I don't know how they could lose this tournament. They'd have to just go ice cold. I think Florida is so much above the rest of the teams this year. Creighton has a shot at a price to get up in there, but there's not a lot of teams. You know, by the end of the time you get down to the Final Four, there's rarely teams left that are long shots. It's not a good strategy to bet long shots to win the NCAA tournament. It's a brutal tournament, and the cream tends to rise to the top in this kind of thing. And kind of looking forward to the football tournaments because I think they'll have an impact, too, on the cream coming to the top. And there'll be some upsets in the first round. And if you look pay attention to the Vegas lines and look at them, you'll see, like, Stephen F. Austin, I think they have a huge chance of beating VCU and maybe even another game in the next round. The line's only 6. So if you look at the matchups and the lines in Vegas, you can kind of tell which teams maybe aren't as strong as their reputations are anyway, because there's a lot of teams with big reputations that maybe just don't have that good of teams this year. And, you know, Connecticut's only -4. Ohio State's only -6 against Dayton. There's, you know, some teams that people like to bet. I'm kind of hoping the only matchup I see, but it might not happen because I'm not sure they'll both Michigan State will get through. But if Michigan State plays Cincinnati, I'll lay 25, and the line's not going to be that. I think Michigan State will crush Cincinnati if they get a chance to play them. It's the worst possible matchup. One team against the other, they just don't. Cincinnati has no shot in that kind of a game with Michigan State. But you know, there's another game. Cincinnati is only favored by 3 over Harvard, so they may struggle beating Harvard. Cincinnati.
Yeah, and we mentioned this earlier in the week. There's a lot of those close lines, but I believe there's only 2, if that. And I think they're 8 and 9s where the higher seed is actually a favored, and that's unusual. Does that mean that the committee has gotten better at seeding these teams, or what can we read into that?
You know what? I don't work for the NCAA, so I guess I can say this, but I think the NCAA makes sure that the top 8 teams all are in, you know, in brackets where they don't have to worry about getting blown out right away. But it wouldn't surprise me when they do these matchups that they're not looking to match people up to have close games, to have upsets. That's what gets March Madness going. I mean, from a business standpoint, or a model, you know, if I was picking games for this tournament, I would make sure my top 4 to 8 teams probably got through at least first 2 rounds. Then the ones in the middle, I'd try to match them up where there are some kind of upsets to get the public interested and keep the madness going, as they say.
And One other thing I noticed is back in the day, you know, we would see 26, 28, maybe even a 33-point line. If I'm scanning this right, Florida is favored by about 21.5 over Albany. Has Vegas got burnt on the big lines in the past, or are we just seeing a little bit more parity?
Yeah, it's definitely parity. I mean, the big lines in basketball don't always mean anything. I think if maybe more this time of year, it's tougher to, you know, have a big favorite. But early in the year and certain teams, you can't make the line high enough, and those teams aren't in the tournaments anymore. But, yeah, it's definitely more parity. And, you know, the people watch these games year after year, and they see, you know, teams that a team like Stephen F. Austin that gets to, you know, looks like they can play, especially if they can play defense. You know, these low-scoring teams with seniors on them and guys that have good point guards, they can keep games close, and then, you know, someone gets hot and the other team's not with those teams, anything can happen. And that's why you see some of these lines come down. And to be honest with you, I think it's the way they try to seed things. I think they're doing that more this year than they have in the past. They think they want some of these games to be close, and, you know, I don't think there's collusion, but I think people they're looking to keep this exciting and keep interest in it, and upsets keep interest in March Madness.
Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook, Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas. Before we let you go, Mike, it's not too long until baseball starts to count. Got any advice for those that will be coming out to Vegas? Anybody you like, or any big moves that are going on in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, you know, with baseball starting, I think the first game's in Australia or something with the Dodgers coming up here this week or something. It's crazy, but until basketball's over, baseball's not going to be much on the radar. I kind of like the Dodgers. I think they've got things going together, and the Yankees made some move, got good pitching, but you know, when you let go your best player, maybe the best player in baseball, when you let Cano go, that just shows you how much pitching wins championships, because they got rid of, I think Cano's probably the best baseball player there is, overall anyway, defense and offense, and they decided to let go and get pitching, and that's probably a good move, because getting hitting hasn't helped. A-Rod and all their moves to get hitters seem to have left them in the dust the last few years, so maybe they're doing the thing you should do, and you got to look for teams that got good, that went for pitching, and then the tough part with that is you got to hold out and hope if you do get good pitching, they make it through the season. That pitchers nowadays, they're frail. It's amazing. It's tough to invest a lot of money in a pitcher, and then Tommy John surgery the first year you get him.
All right, Michael, anything that we need to know, what's going on with Mandalay Bay or MGM Properties, concerts, MMA, what's the next big couple of things?
We got everything. We've got the Pacquiao fight coming here to our properties at MGM, and Floyd Mayweather's fighting in the May Derby week. So with the horses, Derby week, Cinco de Mayo, that, you know, that's getting to be a single day with the fights and everything in the Kentucky Derby. It's getting to be an unbelievable day, and it's starting to increase in our projections as what our biggest days are with that, with the Breeders' Cup. But, you know, we just invite everyone to come on out and enjoy Mandalay Bay and the fun we have here. And if guys play the horses, I can really help them out as far as getting taken care of them if they play the ponies. And I know there's a few people still that play the ponies in Nebraska. So we welcome to come out anyway, anytime, and come out and see us.
And don't forget, folks, the pool is open. The snow is melting here, but it's beautiful in Vegas. And Mike, will let you get back to work. Always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Can't wait to see you again.
See you later. Appreciate the talk.
Take care, Michael. Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook, Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Please stop by and see Mike and the gang anytime you are in Vegas. He always has something good for our Nebraska listeners. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Austin Wilson, Nebraska Wrestling, Mark Bauer, UNK Wrestling Coach, plus Matt Coatney, voice of the Husker Women, and a little bit more on the brackets. All of that and more coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Let the madness begin.
Three down, Burke with the ball. 8 seconds. Collision. Burke, a very long three. Oh, my. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. We're tied with 4 seconds.
The 2014 NCAA tournament is on. Westwood One. From the first round to the Final Four, all the action is right here.
Starting tonight at 5:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's the Herd. Roses are perfect to send for any occasion, obviously. Birthdays, anniversaries, to brighten somebody's day, or just because. And when it comes to quality and value, 1-800-Flowers.com delivers the best. The roses are always beautiful, backed by their 100% smile guarantee. With roses, numbers are important. 12's great, 24 even better, 36, whoa! That's why 1-800-Flowers creates this amazing, exclusive offer for my listeners. 36 stunning multicolored roses. Just $36, that's it. An abundant bouquet of 3 dozen roses at this incredible value. That's a 45% savings. But remember, 36 roses for $36, that offer only available for a limited time. So you better order it today. 36 roses. Beautiful. To order it, go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my first name.
You know, at Jersey's, they offer lunch for under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like tonight, B.I.G. Juicy Burgers, fries, and your choice to drink, soda, tea, or beer, $3.75. Yeah, only at Jersey's. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno, Pickle Cup. Something for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar, where the grill and the game are always on. Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Sunny skies today, northwest winds at 10 to 20, and our highs will reach into the lower 50s. Clear skies tonight with our winds turning to the southwest, diminishing to 5 to 10, lows in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 36.
Doug and Daddy Show rolls on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And as we said throughout the week, it's not just basketball, although that seems to be the topic everywhere. The NCAA Division I Wrestling Championships get underway Thursday in Oklahoma City. And Hastings' own Austin Wilson has qualified for the second consecutive year, and he's got a little time to spend with us this morning here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Austin, good morning. How's Oklahoma City so far?
It's pretty good, you know. It's nice to have some warm weather.
You know, we chatted with Austin a little bit yesterday off the air, and we were joking about all the notoriety, which is great for the basketball programs, but you guys are higher rated than either one of the basketball programs. What's the perception, I guess, right now of the wrestling team on campus?
Oh, you know, I mean, definitely basketball is doing well, and a lot of people follow basketball, but you'd be surprised at how many people, you know, tell us congratulations when we do well on campus and good luck and everything. So, I mean, it's definitely people know, people recognize that we're having a pretty good season. So it's nice to have people on campus, you know, recognize that.
Now, Amir Abdullah, the football team, the other day was saying how much that they are looking forward to watching everything else that's going on this week. Do you guys get a chance to interact with the basketball athletes at all and vice versa?
Yeah, a little bit. We see them at the training table, which is where we eat a lot. So, you know, and then some people have classes with basketball players. So, I mean, we do get a chance to interact with them and tell them good luck, and they tell us the same.
Well, let's talk a little wrestling here. Let's start with you. Last year, you were voted Nebraska's most improved wrestler and got it. Put your toe in the water at the Nationals, and after losing the first match, really did some good things there. What would you say your season has been like as far as improvement this year?
Well, I mean, definitely from last year, a big thing is confidence. I'm not a freshman anymore. You know, this is my second year. I've been through an entire season. So a big thing that's changed for me is just having more confidence. You know, I believe that I can wrestle with anyone in the nation at my weight, and that's kind of the mentality I have going out to every match. You know, I've got to expect to win. But I think that's a big thing that I've worked on since last year. And then also, I mean, just drilling, practicing. Our coaches do a great job with improving all the physical aspects of wrestling also.
We're talking with Austin Wilson, Nebraska wrestler out of Hastings here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Austin won 100, for the folks that don't remember, and it wasn't that long ago, 180 matches in his high school career, the state record, and the last 143 in a row. Austin, what was it like when you started getting beat again? I mean, that it had been a long time since you had probably felt that. What was it like, the transition from high school into college?
Well, I mean, going into college, I definitely understood that these are all of the best kids in the nation, you know. So I expected to take my lumps, but, you know, thinking about it and then actually coming here and, like you said, losing and in practice, you know, even getting beat up by some people, it's a hard transition to make. But I just, you know, you got to keep a good attitude and know that it's making you better. That's what I try to do.
Tell us a little bit about your bracket. You're one of the Huskers that's unseeded after finishing sixth at conference. You'll take on Cooper Moore of Northern Iowa. Tell us a little bit about what you know for your first match.
Well, I actually wrestled Cooper Moore earlier this year at the Las Vegas tournament and had a really close match with him. It was 4-2. He ended up winning that one, but I like my draw. You know, he's a kid that I've seen before. I've watched some film on him, and I like my chances in that match. So,
and if you get by that, it looks like you got the Northwestern kid maybe in the next match, obviously familiar there. If you can keep going, take me a little deeper into your bracket, what your side looks like.
Well, I mean, as far as the Northwestern kid second, really I haven't looked much farther than that. You know, I've tried to just focus my attention one match at a time. And a big thing our coaches stress is that, you know, you don't look too far ahead. So I actually think that Tyler Caldwell, the Oklahoma State kid, is on my side and would be the next match. But he's a good wrestler, too. And, I mean, there's really no bad wrestlers in the bracket at Nationals. So I kind of just try to take each match one at a time and get through my next opponent.
How do you feel your wrestling right now, Austin, as far as the Big Ten meet in the last month of the season?
I definitely feel like I'm peaking at the right moment. I had a little bit of a rough patch kind of mid-season where I didn't feel like I was wrestling too well, but I feel like I had a good Big Ten tournament, and I feel like I'm wrestling as well or better than I have this year, so I guess that's the best time too.
Couple of minutes here with Austin Wilson of the Nebraska wrestling team. Talk about the rest of the team, maybe the team goal as you guys are down there at Nationals. A lot of people have you in that 7-8 role. What's the team feel like as they get ready to start this tournament?
Overall, our team is looking really good. I mean, we got some really high-seeded wrestlers and some wrestlers that definitely have shots, should be national champions. So with that, and then if the younger guys and, like you said, the people who are seated lower can step up and maybe get on the podium, I mean, our team's looking good.
Austin, a lot of times people want to say you can get better, and the competition in the wrestling room, in practice, is what can really help you out. Who are the couple of guys that are your main wrestling partners in the room?
Well, I mean, I wrestle with Robert Tokish a lot, and so right now he's going to be contending for a national title at 174. And then the weight below me is James Green, who also has a shot at being a national champ. So practicing with those guys, I mean, I feel like I'm in the best position possible, wrestling with two of the best guys in the country, you know, above and below me in weight.
Now, we got a chance to have Robert Kokish on the Doug and Daddy Show earlier this season, and it seems to me that one of the jokes that are always going around is, and I'll ask you, how big are this guy's hands? They sound like they engulf an entire planet. What's it like with this guy?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those, you know, typical strong farm kids. He's got them big hands, and, you know, he knows how to use his strength. You get him in the weight room, you would think he's not very strong, but get a hold of him on the mat, and it's a whole different story. He's definitely wrestling strong, and those hands definitely help. That good grip, he gets a hold of you, it's hard to get away.
Austin, you have Adam Joseph on your team.
didn't wrestle with him at the same high school in Hastings, but he's another Hastings kid and probably hasn't got as many varsity cracks and is going through his last year. Can you just tell us a little bit about what his season was like and how you guys maybe have kind of carried the torch there for Hastings?
Well, I mean, I've known Adam a long time. We used to, like you said, we didn't go to the same high school, but we've worked out together. We went to tournaments, you know, during the summer and stuff when we were in high school together. So, I mean, he's had a good season. He got a match on the starting lineup. I think it was maybe Indiana. He got to wrestle varsity and lost the match, but, you know, wrestled well. And he's been a big part of the team, too. I mean, a lot of people just look at the 10 starting guys, but without the rest of the team, you know, we wouldn't have people to practice with. We wouldn't have support. So people like Adam Joseph add a lot to the team.
All right, Austin, last question I got for you. I can only imagine what your heart rate was when you stepped onto the national mat last year. How differently do you feel as you get ready to go in the second time around?
I definitely feel like I need to be calmer and try to manage my emotions better, because last year it was, you know, ooh, it's the national tournament, but I need to just look at it as, you know, it's another tournament. It's no different than when we wrestled at Reno or Las Vegas and just wrestle just like that and not trying to make this bigger than it is and let my nerves get the better of me.
Well, Austin, we'll let you get back to enjoying Oklahoma City and preparing for the national meet. Hopefully we can do this again sometime, and we wish you the best of luck. Go out and become an All-American this week.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Austin Wilson, Nebraska wrestler, one of the seven that have qualified for the NCAA tournaments that get underway tomorrow. You've got to look at James Green and Robert Kokish, your conference champions. First ever for Nebraska in the Big Ten as the favorites. Austin will have his work cut out for him, but I think for being unseated, he's not in a horrible spot. I mean, he's not facing 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. I mean, he's got 10, then 7. I think there's a legit chance.
It's all about matchups. If you then you get in a roll, you win the first match, then you've got some momentum. You take to the second match, and now you kind of got it rolling. It isn't so much about where you're seated. It is all about the matchup. And again, I don't know what the style of the wrestlers are that he'll be facing, but again, those aren't seedings that you're just quake in your boots and say, oh, it's too bad he's got to run the gauntlet, because to get started, he does not.
Yeah, again, the first matchup is against Cooper Moore of Northern Iowa. Moore's 26-6, as Austin said, beat him earlier this year out in Vegas or Nevada. I can't remember if he said, what did he say, Reno or Vegas? I'm one of the two. Austin 22-14. And then you'd be looking at Missouri, Zach Toll 26-5, 26-7. Pierce Harper of Northwestern is the rated wrestler on that side of the bracket. Penn State's David Taylor is undefeated. He is the overwhelming favorite in the 165-pound weight division. So, again, whether it's the basketball tournament, whether it's the wrestling tournament, men, women, it doesn't matter what you want to watch. Cunningham's is the place to be, and that's where we are at today for the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be here tomorrow. We'll be here Friday. In fact, Friday, we're going to go a little early. We're going to go with the Doug and Daddy Show from 10:30 to 11:30 so that we can just get right into the Nebraska basketball game, which tips off at 11:40. And when you're down here at Cunningham's, you can get the coldest draft beer in town. Don't forget happy hour from 3 to 6. Big-ass beers, only 3.5. Well, drinks are $1.50. And this is Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
It's going to be all Wednesday all day today, I believe.
It's Wednesday. You can get 8 delicious wings today for only $5. They're special on Thursday. A beer and pub burger for only $6.49. They still have some great Irish St. Patrick's Day type food on the menu during the 17 days of St. Patrick's Day, because you can't eat them all in just one day.
No, that'd be just waste your time. By the way, I want to make sure everybody remembers, too, that the Husker game, complete with pregame on the Husker Sports Network, will be on the Breeze 94.5, Crystal Clear FM, all throughout the area. So, unfortunately, there are some people who are going to have to work. But
what do you do if you're in school?
Remember
back in the day,
you
get the World Series or a baseball game?
I was that teacher that basically said, all right, we'll do a little bit of stuff, but we can probably figure out a way to check in.
Stuff.
Worksheets, projects, things like that. I mean, there's some things you can do and just kind of have that on kind of in the corner where it's not really a major distraction, except for those that are going to be distracted anyway. I mean, come on. Let's be realistic here. You know, I'm not teaching anymore, so I can be completely honest about it. How much truly quality education are you going to get if somebody's even remotely interested in Nebraska basketball? What are you really going to get out of a 17, 18-year-old fan, boy, girl, doesn't matter, during that time. But the one fortunate thing is for a lot of people that it's going to hit during lunch, they'll be able to watch at least a half during their lunch hour or lunch 20 minutes.
Long lunch. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Matt Coatney, Nebraska women's basketball, and Mark Bauer, UNK Wrestling. Stay with us.
Hi, it's the Herd. Building a strong relationship with your team, pretty much the key for any business. Got to meet them and collaborate with your coworkers, your clients, on a regular basis. Called communication. To brainstorm and develop quality ideas and solutions. It just works better. Getting everybody in the same place, the same room, these days, impossible. That's why we suggest GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. It's the powerfully simple way to meet in person, online, from anywhere, anytime. I've used this. Very interesting. Sign up for GoToMeeting from your computer or your mobile device. You can launch your first meeting in seconds. That's all it takes. And you can share the same screen to collaborate on projects in real time. You turn on your webcam, you see everybody face to face. It's powerful, it's simple to meet in person online. Start your free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting today. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button, then use the promo code, my name, Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Colin. GoToMeeting.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies today, northwest winds at 10 to 20, and our highs will reach into the lower 50s. Clear skies tonight with our winds turning to the southwest, diminishing to 5 to 10, lows in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 36.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show live at Cunningham's, the place to come in and enjoy lunch or maybe an afternoon snack, your favorite beverage, and, of course, all of the sporting activity, NCAA men or women, the National Wrestling Championships, the NITs on the NBA, the NHL, whatever you want to watch, they're here for you at Cunningham's. And, of course, today the wings are the lunch special, but you can come here for a year, and I don't think taste everything on the menu. It's outstanding. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you who was the biggest snub from this year's NCAA tournament. 54% went with the popular pick in SMU. 23% said Minnesota, followed by Florida State and Green Bay. And Green Bay ousted in the first round of the NIT last night. So they didn't have
and we talked about
interest.
Expectations. If you're thinking that you deserve one thing, that's a lot of times when they get you. We see the same thing in college football bowl games. Somebody thought they should have been in a better bowl game, didn't get that, and they get trounced in whatever secondary bowl they ended up in.
Our question today, as always, which 12 seed is most likely to pull the upset against their number 5 seed? The popular one seems to be Stephen F. Austin against Virginia Commonwealth, VCU, North Dakota State, Oklahoma, North Carolina State versus St. Louis, Harvard versus Cincinnati. I think you're going to find somebody that says 3 or 4 of those 12s could go, but Randy, any input as to which one you like here?
I always think Harvard is a tough matchup because they play so disciplined and pardon the pun here, they play so smart that I mean they just play a different style of ball than what teams generally run into, and usually they may not be the quickest, most athletic guards, but guard play is so important in a tournament game like that, and they usually have guards that will make smart decisions.
I agree with you on this one. I think I would choose Harvard because all of a sudden now I think Stephen F. Austin has been exposed. Everybody's talking about him, so VCU is going to be ready for
them. I'll show you, yeah.
It sounds like Oklahoma might be, and this is just in the last 24 hours, I kind of thought North Dakota State, but now Oklahoma, the way everybody's talking about them and the type of team that they really have, they should be pretty good as well. And people just think St. Louis is beat up and broke down. So we'll see how that goes. You can vote at ESPNSuperStation.com. Well, Saturday, 3 o'clock, Nebraska women will be taking on Fresno State in Los Angeles, and we'll have the game for you on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And he's got his shades on. He's got the suntan lotion out. He's just got done with a trip through the blizzard out to North Platte this week. I think we have to call him Mac Coatney instead of Matt Coatney now, but he is the voice of the Husker women joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter. Good morning, Matthew.
Hey, greetings from Lincoln County, Nebraska. It was a great drive out here last night. I got to see all the seasons. It was spring in Lincoln and then a blizzard going through Lexington and then beautiful sunset out here in North Platte. Thank you for having me on.
Well, great to have you on, and your immediate reaction, because the selection process didn't go quite as smooth. I figured Connecticut, after this week off that all the women seem to have here after their tournaments, I figured Connecticut was coming to Lincoln. That's why I was praying Nebraska would be on a 3-line instead of a 4-line. But just your thoughts on that part of the process when you saw it.
Well, it's a little bit different on the women's side simply because you have host sites and not neutral sites. So really, Nebraska could have been a 3 or a 5 as a 4 seed. People asked me for the last week what I thought Nebraska was, and I said a 4. And what that really means is procedurally they could move you up to a 3 or to a 5 to make the bracket work. And I really think that's what's happened here is in order to make the bracket work, I really thought that either Nebraska would be a 4 in Los Angeles or would be a 3 in Seattle. If they would have been a 3 in Seattle, that would have been to play Gonzaga. But I think Nebraska got a great draw. They're the only 4 seed that doesn't have to play on a team's home floor. And they're playing in a location that, they got what they wanted, which was a road to get back to Lincoln. And they're playing a team in the first round that certainly is a 13 seed they should be able to take care of. And then they're playing a team in the second round. A lot of people are going to look past BYU. I think BYU is a 12 seed, has a great chance of knocking off number 5 North Carolina State. But certainly that would be a winnable game also for the Huskers.
Matt, you mentioned the road, obviously, back to Lincoln is a big aspect of this. Does that, the potential of that and being able to play on your home floor, is that more pressure for the women? Is it more of a motivator? Is it going to help or hurt when they're playing in Los Angeles?
I think the easy answer is yes, 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 and yes. I think it's a huge motivator. I think it's a huge distraction. I think it's a lot of pressure, and I think it's a great goal for the team. And this is, I think more than anything, this is a very veteran team, and I think they understand what's in front of them. I think if this were more of a junior team, and let's just take a look at Tim Miles' team, for example, right now. What you saw in the first round of the Big Ten tournament is a growing team who had an 18-point lead and wasn't able to hold it late. I think what Connie Yori has right now is a very, very veteran, tournament-tested group that, you know, just getting to the tournament isn't enough for them, and getting to the Sweet 16 isn't enough for them. They have some very big goals, and so they understand there's some pressure on getting back here, but they've been living with that pressure for the whole year. Right now it's in front of them. They've met their goals this year. They've won a conference title. They're playing for Jordan Hooper more than anything. So, yeah, there's a lot of pressure, but also it's a lot of motivation for this team.
Talking with Matt Coatney, voice of the Nebraska women's basketball team, as they get ready to depart for Los Angeles. I mentioned when I saw this that I was, I guess, a little intrigued that Los Angeles was selected to host a women's game. I mean, we know how the fans, heck, they can't even have an NFL team out there. Will Californians for Nebraska make this a home game for Nebraska, even though Fresno State is there?
I would almost guarantee you there'll be more Nebraska fans there than Fresno fans. Hey, Fresno is about 5 hours away. T. Loudermill is from Riverside, California. She has a huge family. Lex Johnson used to be a player for the Huskers. He's out there. The last time we played in Fullerton was right before the Rose Bowl, and I want to say about 300 members of the California for Nebraska's chapter showed up. I am not concerned at all that there's going to be a large contingent of people in red out there. Not going to be well attended, certainly, without having a host site there. And, you know, the NCAA tries to find a lot of geographical regional sites, and they put a site there at UCLA, but it's not going to be very heavily attended. Certainly BYU and North Carolina State will hardly have any fans, but just from the people who follow Nebraska and Los Angeles, I think we'll be very well represented out there.
And how important would that be? I mean, again, is it going to be home court there? I mean, are they going to feel it that much?
I don't think so. I don't think they'll feel it that much. But, you know, I'll never forget a few years ago, Oklahoma, for the years that they were really good under Sherry Cole, used to struggle at Missouri. And Missouri wasn't that good. And she came right out and said it at the postgame press conference that her team struggles in energies that don't have arenas that don't have any energy. Even if fans are yelling against you, our team does very well when there's a large crowd yelling against them. So I think it's something to overcome. But again, this team battled that during the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. I think if it was a younger team, a more junior team, that would be more of a concern. This group has been through just about everything, and I don't really think it's that big of a concern.
Matt Cotney joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, voice of the Husker women. Matt, what can you tell us about the opponent in Fresno State and maybe even North Carolina State, who some fans in Nebraska know about because Marissa Kostanek went out there and has since played her career out there, and then BYU. But first, Fresno State, what can you tell us about them?
You know, Fresno State's a pretty interesting program. They got pretty good about 10 years ago, and then their coach got fired and then sued the state of California university system and won a $8 million settlement. The person who replaced her cleaned up the program and then left for Mississippi, and he got fired for recruiting violations. So they've been looking for some stability, and Reagan Peabody gives them that. She was a guard at Colorado under Sheil Berry back in the 1990s, and she's played in the WNBA. She's coached in a lot of different places. They shoot the three. They're not particularly a big team, but they have made at least 10 three-pointers in each of their last three games. One of their guards was the Mountain West Conference Defensive Player of the Year. The problem with Fresno State is they really don't have that big signature win, so that's why they got a 13 seed. Certainly they're dangerous, though. They've knocked off Washington State, a team that did beat Nebraska earlier this year before the Huskers kind of changed their lineup. I do think that Nebraska's got to be concerned about defending the three-point line for Fresno. Now, if they get past Fresno State in the second round, North Carolina State had their best player, their 6'5" center, Markeisha Gatling, go down to a knee injury in the ACC tournament. MRI showed no damage. It's a bruised knee. She's been practicing 100%, but that was a concern for them. Wes Moore is their new head coach. He was at Chattanooga last year, and the Huskers played Chattanooga in the first round of the NCAA tournament. He's a candidate for Naismith Coach of the Year. He's done a great job turning that program around. You mentioned Alexa Kostanek, North Carolina State. Kind of a shame for her that she never got to the NCAA tournament to potentially play Nebraska, because she played more games in the history of the Wolfpack program than anybody. But don't look past BYU. BYU, I think, is we were just talking before we came on in the men's tournament about 5-12 upsets. BYU is a 12, has 6'5" Jennifer Hanscom, and she is a load to deal with. And she actually played against Nebraska as a volleyball player, a very good volleyball player, decided to switch to basketball, and second in the nation in block shots. So we can talk about North Carolina State, but I think people need to look very closely at BYU also.
I think a lot of times when people fill out their brackets, Matt, they look at guard play, especially when they talk about the men's side. Is it as important in the women's game, or is it more important? And how do you kind of compare where Nebraska is looking in the immediate future in terms of how they match up with the guards?
Well, right now, guard play is a huge strength for Nebraska for two reasons. Rachel Terrio has become a star on the national level during the past several weeks. 18 assists and only one turnover against Minnesota in the Big Ten tournament. She got named MVP tournament or MVP of the Big Ten Conference Tournament. And then T. Laudermill, who's going home to L.A., has shot 40% from the three-point line during the conference season, and I would argue is the reason Nebraska has reeled off 12 out of 13 wins. When she is driving and shooting like she can, Nebraska is very hard to guard. She's one of the top defenders in the nation. So in terms of guard play, Terrio and Laudermill match up very well with really any team in the country because of length on the wing. Terrio is a matchup nightmare at the point guard because she's 6 feet tall. She sees over everybody. A completely different point guard than Lindsey Moore was, just simply because of her ability to look vertically over the floor. And then Laudermill is a matchup problem because she's 5'8", but a very speedy off-guard, two-guard. So the Huskers are great in the backcourt from that standpoint.
Let's run through a couple more things, and then we'll let Matt Coatney get back to enjoying Lincoln County today before he gets out to Los Angeles. Matt, first off, Nebraska, just to be able to play on their home court again, will have to get to only their third Sweet 16 in school history, but they were there last year. They made some progress. They just couldn't score enough against Duke and probably had the best tournament maybe that Nebraska has ever had. And if they do get back to Lincoln, as was pointed out to me, they are going to play Connecticut, which nobody will give them a chance in, except that could be one of the coolest things in Nebraska sports history. And if you're ever going to beat Connecticut, you got a chance to do it in what I think could be a sellout at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
I don't think there's any doubt the game would be sold out. I've had so many people ask me about how about getting tickets. You know, I don't think people realize just how good that Connecticut team is. There's great teams, and then there's Connecticut. I'm not sure you can take an all-star team of five players across women's college basketball and play UConn and beat them. They're that good. Now, you put UConn in the Pinnacle Bank Arena in front of 15,000 screaming Husker fans in red, and Nebraska plays like they did against Penn State or Michigan State, well, I can't wait to see that game. I mean, I think that would be arguably one of the greatest basketball events in the history of the state. I sure hope it happens.
And for those folks, and I say this every year when you get to ESPN.com, everybody wants to fill out the men's bracket. Great. Fill out the women's bracket, because even if you don't know anything or know very much about, remember, those are the same people that beat you in the men's bracket. The grand prize is still the same. Not as many people get into it. Matt, give me one of these teams that's a high seed that you like in the NCAA women's tournament.
Well, I always look for Marist. I think they always are very dangerous. Marist is going to go to Iowa. I think they're at 11 seed. Bryant Georges has proven that he can. He could probably coach a chair to play basketball. I love Bryant Georges because he's from St. Louis and he's a St. Louis Cardinals fan. But Marist is always dangerous in the NCAA tournament. Look for them to do something. But, you know, a lot of people aren't giving Notre Dame enough credit. I think Notre Dame is probably going to make the national championship game. Muffet McGraw's got a very good team. They're very motivated. They've played UConn so many times that they'll have a good scheme against them. So a sleeper, if you're filling out your bracket, move Marist up several spots. But look for Notre Dame to be a team that could compete, if anyone's going to compete against UConn on the other side.
Well, next weekend, I can't wait to be down there for the Lincoln Regional, and hopefully they're making you work a couple of games with the headset on. So get to Los Angeles and bring these girls back with a Sweet 16 berth.
Always enjoy being on your show. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Coatney here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter.
I hope he's busy.
Well, you know, he's also got a regular job.
Yeah.
Can you believe? Can you believe we haven't got to that point yet?
We haven't. Yeah, we don't. Hard. We only have so much time. Let's talk about everything that Matt does.
And again, we've got the game for you Saturday, 3 o'clock, and then of course, if the women win, the second round game would be on Monday. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Cunningham's. You know, it's lunchtime. Get in here and enjoy some great food, beverage, whatever it is you would like at Cunningham's Journal, The Loft. And on a day like this, maybe even sneak out back and enjoy some fresh air in the courtyard. When we come back, UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer. Stay with us.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
People from all around Sound are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So, if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
If diabetes has you at the corner of a lot to figure out and a little help would be nice, you can count on Walgreens. With 24/7 expert pharmacy advice on medications and tracking your glucose, plus savings on prescriptions and supplies, we'll help you live well with diabetes. So talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today, because taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Wendy's presents a case of mixed greens.
Tom?
Yeah?
Are you eating my Wendy's barbecue ranch chicken salad?
What, Wendy's? Please. Fresh spring mix like this. Fire roasted corn, crisp bacon.
And you're eating it at my desk.
Oops. I guess I accidentally ate your whole salad.
Right.
Make no mistake, Wendy's new salads are irresistible. From barbecue ranch chicken to the light and zesty Asian cashew chicken.
I'll buy tomorrow.
Now that's better.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Dirk Chatelain, they'll be down in San Antonio to talk Nebraska and Creighton basketball. We'll also have insight from Louisiana. We've got a special guest to talk about the Louisiana team that will be taking on Creighton on Friday. Got a couple more people in the hopper. We just got to see if their schedules are going to work out to join us on tomorrow's show. But right now it's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, we're live at Cunningham's. Coach Mark Bauer has been a part of a special event going on in Kearney today. And, Randy, I don't think it's right that people want to call him a loser. They were the they were the national runner-up. I mean, Mark, I'm trying to defend you here for people that say, hey, we got, you know, that FireMarkBauer.com stuff is going way too far, buddy.
Well, I don't know how to respond to that. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
I tell you what, second place, and you know what? It's like this. Our guys went out and they stepped up to the challenge. We kind of knew how things looked, and I'm going to share with you. I think Notre Dame did everything they could to help us the first day.
Yeah, I thought just looking at some of the results, it looked like maybe they had stubbed their toe a little bit. Does it make it easier when you kind of knew what the team results were going to be and you could really focus on just getting your individuals into All-American status, which you did with five of the six?
Yeah, you know, we had to really stay focused on what we were doing. You know, honestly, you know, we were in the team race all the way up to the second day. Even that morning, second day, and on Saturday, you know, Daniel Shazer won his first match, put him into the finals, and we actually went into the lead for a split second, I should say. And, you know, we had our opportunity, there's no doubt about it, but we have to take care of ourselves. We have to stay focused on winning our matches, and you're right. We got to get our guys into the second day. We got to get them that All-American status, and because if they're not in the tournament, they're not scoring points for us. So we really had to stay focused on ourselves.
Mark, when did you really kind of have the sense that this was going to be a team that was going to finish as high as number two? Because, I mean, it took a little while to kind of get everything to kind of gel together. When did you really kind of feel like you had a good idea where you guys were going to finish up?
You know, it really wasn't until the middle of the second day when Mark Fiala, you know, really put together some nice performances and got in there and earned All-American status, finished seventh in the nation, actually beat the guy for seventh and eighth that he lost to first round. And he lost to him on the last second takedown. We lost 3-2. And then he comes back and beats him 6-2 for seventh and eighth. I'm like, you know, why didn't you do that yesterday, man? And it isn't so much that as it is, you know, he just, you know, in the heat of the moment, first round, I mean, you just got to perform, and it's on the line. And it's just how things went. But it really wasn't until the middle of that second day where it was kind of like, man, you know, we're going to be in the top three here. And then, you know, we were kind of worried a little bit about Marysville sneaking up there and getting second from us, because they actually had 7-10 on the tournament, which is 14 wow. points. If you take 14 points away from them, they finish eighth. And so really they picked up some big wins. In fact, two of the pins were defensive falls, which basically means their guy was not in the offensive position, and they actually picked up the pin on an opponent. So they actually had some big points, and we were a little bit worried that they were going to sneak up there and take second away from us too. But it was kind of at that point where we could tell that the field was all leveled out. I don't think anybody had more than five All-Americans. And, you know, going into the second day, we're sitting there looking at things on paper, and it's like, okay, Notre Dame's got four in the semis. We've got four in the semis. Notre Dame's got one on the backside. We've got one on the backside. So really, I know we were separated by 3 points going into the second day, and really coming into the second day, it was anybody's tournament to win.
Another minute here with Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach on our Loper Lake. We found out yesterday that 10 members of the team have been named Wrestling Coaches Association All-Academic. Mark Fiala and Dan DeShazer are on the first team, but that's a staggering number. Is this the smartest team you've ever had?
No. just an outstanding group of student-athletes, let's put it that way. You know, very proud of these guys, because it is. It's a challenge. It's a commitment to be a student-athlete at this level and then take on the rigors of wrestling, you know, day in, day out, beating each other up in the room, and yet picking yourself up, waking up the next morning at 7:30, getting yourself to 8 a.m. class and going through that challenge is very difficult. So, you know, I'm very proud of them, you know, for them to earn that academic All-American honors. And then, of course, like you said, first team, Daniel DeShazer and Mark Fiala, that's just, you know, hats off to them for how focused they are and how hard they work.
Mark, obviously, congratulations. What about next year? Well, I mean, what's the next step? What are the Lopers going to look like a year from now?
You know, that's a great question. We still, you know, we left a couple studs at home this year. You know, those six individuals that we qualified for the national tournament, four of them are seniors this year, and so, you know, we'll hopefully have a few of those guys in the room helping out as student coaches next year. But we've got some, you know, we had two that we felt like should have made it to the national tournament, you know, like Destin McCauley and Chase White. So we've got some power coming back into those with those guys. But at the same token, we've got some other young men that have been knocking on the door, being varsity wrestlers, that hopefully will continue to step it up, continue to train and work hard this summer, that they'll be able to come in and fill in some holes next year. You know, we've actually got a couple weight classes. We feel like we've got some, you know, we're not very deep, and so we've got to go out. We're actually recruiting a couple of junior college kids that are very talented. And so, you know, maybe some addition of a few guys I think would really help solidify some things for us next year. But, you know, it's our team theme this year was staying the course, and we've got to continue to kind of, as a coaching staff and as a program, stay focused on where it is we're at and what we need to do to continue to knock at that door of a national championship. And I really truly believe that we'll have a team next year that's going to continue to do that.
Mark, you just have been busy all morning and were able to join us here at the end because you were part of a sportsmanship rally today. Can you let the fans know what was going on?
Oh, I tell you what, I don't even know how many middle schoolers were there, but 6th, 7th, 8th graders from all over this area came in and were able to listen to some stories from student-athletes from here at the University of Nebraska-Kearney and the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, both, and myself. Just, you know, what you know, sportsmanship means to them, and how doing the right things and staying focused on those things that make them great sportsmen, you know, how it can affect these kids as they continue to move through school and continue to participate in either, you know, whether it's a club sport or an actual sport or something that has, you know, that's an extracurricular activity, but, you know, what it means to them. And so really it was actually kind of neat to be a part of that. Obviously to contribute and give back to kids here in the Midwest is outstanding. So, but it was a lot of fun. They had some entertaining activities going on. They had a lady here that was spinning balls all over the place. So it was actually fairly entertaining.
And do you have your Division I wrestling bracket filled out for each weight class?
You know what? This is crazy, but I'm working on it right now. My son's looking over my shoulder, and I'm sure he's thinking, Dad, I wouldn't pick them. But, no, we just do it to have fun. Obviously, we don't do it in any type of a gambling aspect, but just to have some fun. And, you know, it's more than March Madness right now. It's March Madness, too. You know, we got Division I Nationals going on next weekend, too, and it's just an exciting time. And, obviously, just to have some fun with my kids is enjoyable.
And it's definitely a learning. I mean, in that aspect, because you're doing individuals, you can learn a lot more about who's doing what at what schools, and maybe even, oh, that school has wrestling. So, hey, Mark, we'll let you get back to it. I know you've been real busy today, and congratulations on another great year. I mean, you guys are always right there, national champs, second, third, I mean, and have been for a long, long time due to you and your staff's work. So keep up the good work, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the air. And, again, thanks for everything you guys do for us.
You bet, buddy. Appreciate Take it, Mark. Care. Mark Bauer joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as part of our Loper Link here on this Wednesday show, as it always is. 10 wrestlers made the national academic team. Some other things for UNK. The tennis team is on their spring break trip this week. They defeated Quincy, Illinois over the weekend. Monday, I believe that was, the Loper baseball team. And Damon Day is going to be on the show tomorrow because yesterday they were busy. Central Missouri, one of the national powers, has been an MIAA power for years, and they come away with a 2-2 split. They'll take that every time.
Well, I think they're adjusting to the new league and all the scheduling difficulties that kind of come along with that, and a lot of different avenues. I think they're heading on in the right direction. And obviously, I got to tip my hat to Mark. I mean, what a wonderful ambassador for the university, for the program, for the sport of wrestling. You know, having him represent sportsmanship in front of a bunch of junior high kids, that is a perfect fit.
And also, Loper softball is playing at Wayne State today, and then we'll be playing on the road again this weekend. Baseball is at Emporia State this weekend. Outdoor track season just getting going for Brady Bonzel and his crew, and congratulations. They also had 5 All-Americans at the Indoor Track and Field Championships out in Winston-Salem, North Carolina this past weekend.
Yeah. And
broke a couple of school records. The women's school shot record had stood for 34 years.
And that's impressive. Broken. I mean, that's special. That happens not even once a generation. That's beyond a generation. You know, 34 years, that is very, very special.
And that is our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VARD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. They have the loans. Glad to have you with us. Extended version of the Doug and Daddy Show. Always, it's just a beautiful day. It's fun to watch the snow melt off the roof. Am I getting old? Am I getting nostalgic?
Well, it is. We're making the transition from winter to spring. So the fact it snowed the last full day of winter and it's melting here as we're beginning spring, I don't know. There's a symmetry there.
Don't forget as well, the hockey team only has, Tri-City Storm only has 3 home games left the entire year. Maybe plan to go out and see them Friday or Saturday night or both when they take on Green Bay. Those games also on the Breeze 94.5, the Nebraska Danger. They're going to be on the road this Friday. Plus, I know a lot of people, and I've been asked about it a lot. We've seen the billboards. You kind of see some stuff on the website, maybe a Facebook. There will be a new football team called the Kearney Hawks, and they spoke to the media a little bit yesterday, and we wish them the best of luck. I think they've got a very tall task to get their feet settled into the CPFL. That's the name of their league, which is based a lot out of Kansas, around Kansas City. They have a 10-game schedule. They go to Kansas City, who's the defending champions, on Saturday night, March 29th. They'll play their home games at Sunrise Middle School outside, but it's still kind of like indoor rules, but outside football. And that first home game is April 5th at 1 o'clock. They're also going to be up at Dickey's Barbecue for a meet and greet this Friday, starting at 4:30. So Friday night, if you want to go up to see the football team, there's a chance to do that. Some local talent and a chance to see what it's all about.
That'll be interesting to see how that transition, that indoor rules, playing it outside, and what kind of crowd you're able to generate, what kind of talent the players will be. It'll be interesting to see how it develops and grows.
Something else that is interesting that will help your corn crop develop and grow this year. Thank you so much for that, Mr. Bushcutter.
Whatever I can do to help.
Is our
Let
friends
me hand it off to you.
T&L Irrigation with the PPC3. It will allow you to control speed, direction, end gun, and auto stop locations with GPS system right from your home. The T&L PPC3 combined with T&L's continuously moving hydrostatic power design gives you the assurance of uniform water application, improved crop production, and effective irrigation system management. So for more information about the Precision Point Control 3 system or any other pivot control management systems to help you get better, it is T&L. Contact your local T&L dealer or go online to TLIRR.com today. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that work and easy on you for a lifetime. Somebody else, and you know, these coaches, we love working with them all because it's hand and foot, hand in hand. You got to go back and forth between everybody. But Carrie Hofstetter, another great coach, when she took over the program, Hastings College that she played for, and now they didn't fall off the face of the earth, but when you're used to being in the national quarterfinals, semifinals, championship games, that's where you wanted to get back to. And they were in the quarterfinals again this year and co-conference champions. And Carrie is the region coach of the year in the NAIA. There are four regions, and so now she's up for national coach of the year and could win the inaugural Pat Summitt Trophy. How cool would that be?
Oh, especially the name of the trophy. I mean, Pat Summitt is one of the most respected names in coaching, regardless, men, women, basketball,
sport,
it does not matter. And she is on that very, very elite list. And to have even the idea that you could get a piece of hardware named for Pat Summitt is an incredible accomplishment, and congratulations.
Another great accomplishment for the Storm folks out there. They remember goaltender Adam Wilcox. He's now a sophomore at Minnesota. This was the first year that Big Ten had enough to sanction a conference and to play hockey, and Adam was named the first ever Big Ten Hockey Player of the Year, so congratulations there. Nebraska baseball with Creighton, they postponed it from yesterday to today. It's going to be at 5:05 in Lincoln, so check that out. The Huskers practicing football again today and tomorrow. Then it's spring break.
And you know what? It's been kind of neat to see on the Big Ten Network, see all the hockey that they have in there. I love the college game. It's a lot of fun. I mean, they get up and down. It's not goonish by any stretch. It's all about speed.
I see you've been writing something there on the bracket, but you're not writing in team names or nothing. In fact,
no.
That's not very nice.
No,
that's not very nice. We can't show that to anybody.
I'm not playing a bracket this year.
I can't wait to see Andy and the gang down here later this week from the Midway Auto Dealerships. They're working hard so that they can take just a little time off to sneak out and maybe watch some basketball this weekend. But there's always great folks on hand at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram to help you with that new or pre-owned certified vehicle purchase, or the great maintenance department who will take care of your vehicle. Whether you bought it at Midway or not, they are schooled in every possible department, car, truck. If it's brand new, if it's 10 years old, if it's 20 years old, they'll be able to fix it. Maybe you just need an oil change, in and out in 30 minutes. And don't forget, they're located at South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, it's a better way. See the complete inventory online at thinkmidway.com. Well, that was plenty of show.
That was. We filled it. It was bulging over. Normally it's an hour. You got 23 minutes right there of quality, quality radio.
I'm hungry. I think the crowd, we got a good crowd here at Cunningham's for lunch. We invite you to come in and join us for lunch. If you can't, happy hour. Basketball tonight with two more of the games on TV for the NCAA tournament. The NIT tournament will continue as well. NBA Wednesday. It's Wing Wednesday here as well. 8 wings for $5 for the lunch special on Wednesday. We do want to thank Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay. We want to thank Austin Wilson, Nebraska wrestler out of Hastings. Mark Bauer, UNK wrestling coach after their national runner-up finish. And also to Matt Coatney, voice of the Nebraska women's basketball program. As we said, we've got a special guest that covers Louisiana Lafayette basketball. Duvall to join us tomorrow. Dirk Chatman will be in San Antonio live before Nebraska's practice tomorrow. So we'll talk with Dirk from the Omaha World Herald and a whole lot more. So, Randy, should we get some lunch?
I think so. I think we've earned it. We've earned it.
I think we have.
We burned a lot of energy today. Time to refuel.
You want to flip to see who pays for it?
No, that's
not. It for the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Love you, man.
Too soon, man. Too soon. It's too soon.
Still love you.
It's too soon.
For our producer, Jeff Babel, back at the studio, thanks for joining us. And don't forget, we're back tomorrow at Cunningham's when the Field of 64 begins play here at Cunningham's and on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda saying, enjoy your Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.